Over the past few years, our state has seen a huge drop in public funding for public space. Over the past year, a quarter of state parks have closed indefinitely because the state doesn't have the money to maintain them. In their place are more and more spaces that are open to public use, but privately owned. This is actually nothing new. We sometimes don't realize it, but we move into public-private spaces all the time. Places like cafes or shopping malls, or even some parks like Zuccotti in Manhattan, the starting place of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
We are the 99%!
In the Bay Area, another kind of private public space is starting to pop up. Parklets might not be as dramatic as Occupy Wall Street, but they're changing the Bay Area streetscape. Parklets are small parking space-sized places for people to come, sit, and go at their leisure with no need to buy anything. That said, parklets almost always owe their existence to a nearby business. The sponsor provides the capital, design, and stewardship of the place according to a few rules set by the San Francisco Planning Department, but the space itself is all public. Right now, there are 27 parklets on the ground in San Francisco, with more on the way. KALW's Katie Steyer visited a few of them and brings us this story.
I'm in San Francisco at the intersection of Stockton, Green, and Columbus. It's super busy, and there are tons and tons of cars going to and fro. Taxi cabs, sightseeing buses, delivery vans, motorcycles buzz past. I'm watching all of this from what used to be two or three parking spaces. Now it's a park. More specifically, a parklet.
It all started back in 2005, with an idea hatched by Blaine Merker and his colleagues at San Francisco's Rebar Art and Design Studio.
We found a metered parking space in downtown San Francisco that was sunny between the hours of 12 and 2 p.m.
The idea was to reclaim space from the automobile. They called it Parking Day.
And we used that parking space as sort of the cheapest real estate in San Francisco that we could find to try and create a new kind of public space out of a niche in the urban landscape. And that project, completely as a surprise to us, sort of blossomed.
It blossomed into something of a movement. It started with one parking space in downtown San Francisco that stood for only a few hours in the afternoon, but then its popularity skyrocketed. Parking Day is now held in cities on every continent except Antarctica. But that's just one day. Merker wanted to make it into something more permanent.
In a city like San Francisco, where street life is really important and really healthy, it actually makes a lot more sense to look at how some of that street can be given over to human bodies.
Thus, the parklet. To build a parklet, a sponsor, usually a business owner, but sometimes a neighborhood resident, pitches the planning department. Next comes the permit, which can cost as much as $15,000. That may sound like a lot, but when you compare it to the $13.2 million currently being spent to renovate Dolores Park, it starts to seem like a deal.
My name is Olivia Ongpin, and I'm from San Francisco, California.
Olivia Ongpin co-owns an art gallery in the Mission. Out front, they've built a parklet that's an extension of the gallery. The parklet itself is a rotating one-year exhibit. Each year, the parklet is reinvented. Local artists submit their parklet designs, and a jury of neighbors chooses the winner. Right now, the parklet holds beanbag chairs and bright green astroturf. Ongpin says it provides much-needed play space for young families in the area.
In the time that we've been here, we've actually seen the nature of the block change. It's been really fun to see all of the neighbors and the neighbors' kids interact and meet each other and basically sort of utilize the space as a real park, yeah, for the kids, for sure.
The program's only a couple years old, and there's been a huge amount of demand for it, and a lot of we have a lot of applications.
Paul Chasson works at San Francisco's Pavement to Parks program. He says a quarter of San Francisco is publicly owned land.
And the vast majority of that is used for storing cars, you know, and that's space that we all, that as San Franciscans, that we own. There's just parts of the city that where people live in apartments, they don't have backyards, they don't have private open spaces, you know, there's areas in the city where we don't have as much park space as we'd like to have. And so parklets can sort of serve some of those functions.
But parklets can also cause problems. One of the first to be built in San Francisco was in front of the Mission's Revolution Cafe. The space was so comfortable that people started to move in. Local merchants complained, and Rebar's Blaine Merker and his team decided to redesign.
The thing we learned from that is that maybe we didn't need quite as much seating, actually. And maybe the most important thing is to kind of have a kind of stand up, you know, lean on the high table and kind of have a snack and chat with some friends and move on. But it didn't need to be sort of a living room in that space.
San Francisco resident and activist Rob Anderson says, in a city where parking is at a premium, taking away scarce parking spots is another problem.
So when you take away parking, you make it more difficult for both residents in a particular area and businesses.
But it's not just about making life more difficult for drivers, says Anderson. There's a lot of money at stake.
The city owns a lot of parking garages and parking lots and the parking meters and their parking tickets. So it's a major source of revenue for a city that's, you know, having a hard time balancing its budget. And they're developing a predator and prey relationship to everybody who has to drive in San Francisco.
But San Francisco's parking challenges aren't stopping new parklets from being built. Right now, 3 are under construction and 24 are in the design phase. In Oakland, construction on 7 temporary parklets begins in early summer. Parklets are catching on outside the Bay, too, in cities like Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Roanoke, Virginia. Rebar Design's Blaine Merker recently advised a city in Denmark about how to institute their own parklet program. In San Francisco, I'm Katie Steyer for Cross Currents.